What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's that's the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. BetOnline is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show.
Doing all right, man. You know, it was year two. So, you know, we started off last year with the seven freshmen and the one kid from Montreal who was his first year of college. And now those guys are sophomores. We lost two guys left, but we got a good core back. We had Andre Snoddy, who was rookie of the week six times last year. He should have been rookie of the year. He's back. And then Nigel Scannerberry, our point guard, who's a fifth-year senior now, he's been really good for us. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about it. Plus, our league is so wide open.
No doubt. What I want to ask you about, bro, is this. You got a really young roster. The young guys have been playing a lot of big minutes of sophomores right now. They played last year, too. So how does that make you feel knowing that, hey, these guys keep developing, you know, we could be some – year three, year four, man, these guys getting missed. Now, we can rerun this NEC, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing is, so we had those young guys. So Snoddy, Joe Strowski, Andre, Jaden Brown, who's was a freshman. All these guys are sophomores now. Devontae Sweatman is a sophomore. But we brought in three transfers. We brought a JUCO transfer in, who was a division played at New Orleans. Went to junior college in Arizona, was a JUCO All-American. So he's a veteran. He's 21 years old. He's a veteran. We got in Kellen Amos, who was at Binghamton. He's from Houston, Texas, was at Binghamton for 2 years. He's a junior, so he's older. So we got those two guys, and we got a kid who was a freshman last year at Quinnipiac, who's a sophomore for us now, Brody Limerick. So we got, along with our young guys, we got a good mix of three veteran transfers that help us out a lot. So, and again, I said this before, our league is so open. So Bryant won the league last year. Bryant left and went to the America East. Mount St. Mary's left and went to the MAC conference. So the league is open. LIU was really, really good. And then they got a new coach like late June. So Rod Strickland came in. So, obviously, Strick's trying to get up to speed with his team. He's got some, three of his leading scorers left. Put their name in the portal with the coaching change. So, they're going to be a new group, a new system. FDU fired the coach there, Greg Arenda. They brought in a really good coach from Division II. He was a really good coach at Division II. He brought his top three players from his Division II team in. So I think they're going to be one of the surprise teams because they press and they trap the whole game. So they play kind of different. But other than that, you know, our league is just, in my opinion, there's no clear-cut favorite. Merrimack is really good. They play zone. You know, they're hard to play. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league as well as the country. But they still can't go to the NCAA tournament because they came in from D2 4 years ago. So they got one more year. So with that said, it's going to be, you got to, it's six teams that are going to be competing, seven teams including us that will be competing for the NCAA tournament bid. So I think it's open. It's open.
And Stonehill just joined as well. So
Stonehill joined. Yep, they joined in. So they can't go to the conference tournament because they got to sit out for 5 years when you go from Division II to Division I. So, I mean, Sacred Heart's going to be pretty good. They got three MAC transfers who are good players. Anthony Latina, the coach of Sacred Heart, is a good friend of mine. So, you know, if you talk, you can talk to anybody in our league or anybody in the Northeast. And they, one day you hear Sacred Heart's number one, you hear Merrimack's number one, you know, you hear LIU, you hear FDU. Nobody really knows until we start playing. So that's what makes it so exciting.
And the margins are so thin in your league. You know,
right.
It's really just possessions that separates top to bottom. It's not like everybody's world beating anybody. It's like it's really possessions that determine these games you all played up there.
No, quite. Like, so last year, Bryant and Wagner were the clear two best teams. They were really good. And everybody else was like, it was possession basketball. This year, it's going to be the whole league. It's probably going to be possession basketball. God, you got them. We talk about decision-making and shooting with our guys all the time. We got to make good decisions in transition. We got to make good decisions with the ball and half court. We can't turn the ball over. Little things like that. Because in our league, it's going to come down to, like you said, like you getting down to the last minute of the game and who makes the best decisions, who keeps possession on the ball, who makes, you know, and he makes some shots at the end.
And especially those special plays, out of bounds, ATOs, free throw plays, free throw defense. Yep. Those small details that guys don't sometimes pay attention to, what determines you all's games every night. That's the thing guys gotta understand. Those special teams plays per se determine wins and losses.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, going back to how you said it earlier, like the older guys, when you got older guys and in February, everybody knows your plays. So they can call out your play and tell you where you're supposed to be or whatever. So that's when you need older guys who can make a play on the fly, who can talk to each other, get themselves out of trouble. They can see the defense making an adjustment and they can make an adjustment. So older guys helping that. And the good thing with us is we had 5 weeks in the summer to work on it. We got a good group of older guys that came in along with, you know, the freshmen that are now sophomores. So it gives us, you know, a little familiarity. Everybody knows each other. Everybody knows. We talk basketball all the time. We watch a lot of film. So it's going to help in that regard as far as making adjustments on the fly and not being so robotic. As like freshmen, they just kind of – the coach tells you to go to point A to point B, and they do it. Now with the older guys, they can make a read and say, hey, I can't get to point B, right? So I got to go to point C, and everybody else can pick up on it. So that's a big – important part of what we're trying to do this year.
No doubt. And for you, Pat, man, let me ask you this, brother, like right now, I know you got a game November 7th, a month from now. How much is it still skill development work versus schematics right now? Or just trying to put everything in? How is this next month going to be for you as you ramp up to that first game in November?
Yeah, that's a good question. One thing about like now, or, you know, when I played, we didn't have summer. You didn't have a practice in the summertime. You just worked on your own. So we had those 5 weeks in July to August. They went home for 2 weeks. We got to school late August. We gave them a week to get acclimated to school. And then we started again, workouts again. So during those, you know, we have 4 hours a week during the preseason. So we were able to get a lot of stuff in and do skill development. We want to keep working on our shooting, our ball handling. So we do that every day. And then, you know, when we started official practice, you go to 20 hours a week. So you want to get some time, and we say this to the team all the time, you might go through a whole practice and you get 12 shots in practice, like a game. You know, somebody shooting 12 times in a game, that's a pretty good number of shots. But in order to shoot a high percentage of those 12 shots, you're going to have to take 1,000 shots. So along with our practice, we get in a good 30 minutes of skill development and we get all of our stuff in and the rest of practice. But we have these guys come back and they get shots up on their own. And we got some really good leadership. Like I said, Nigel Scantlebury, Andre started really good. So it's part of our culture, who we are. these guys come back at night and they all command a basket and then they get shots up. So we've been getting a lot of shots, ball handling, form shooting, all those little details that help you become a better player, footwork stuff. We've done a lot of that. And in practice, we take 15 minutes a day to do stations. So we do stations, offensive stations and defensive stations. So we're trying to get skill development and our stuff in at the same time without killing these guys and staying healthy, not getting injured.
No doubt, because as you and I both know, right now, because I play football, you play basketball, but the toll, all those things take a toll. And, you know, right. You want to be fresh when it really counts, because you need, but for this to be honest, for you all, it's on three those dates in March that count for you all the most. You got to be your peak. Exactly. Let's be honest about that. It's your love. If you don't want to kill guys in August, September, October, November, December, February, be out of gas when it really counts.
The fact that you don't want to kill
your guys and manage them within the whole mix of what you're doing, your practice plans is a great thing, because I know some old school coaches who I'm friends with and unified friends with them too, who have 3-hour practices right now.
Yeah. See, and you know, like there's a million ways to skin a cat, to coach a team. Everybody got different ways. You know, some guys are screamers to get on guys. I'm not a screamer. You know, I'm more of a, I'll talk to these guys. I kind of explain what we want, and we try to push them that way. If they don't do it, we get them on the line and run a little bit. But, like, to get to your point, yeah, that's one big thing. Because it's so different now than because you have those 5 weeks in the summer. And it's 8 weeks, actually, in the summertime. And guys going all in, conditioning, weights, everything in the summer. Then you might have a week or two off, and then you come back and you do the same type of grind. You fight the monotony, you fight the boredom, you're trying to keep them fresh with their physicality and mentally fresh. So yeah, we change it up, man. We'll put them through stations, and sometimes one of the stations might be like a fun shooting drill just to keep them loose so they won't get so monotonous. And you know, we've had, you know, I think today was practice number 8, official practice number 8. But before that, we had, you know, 4 days a week, you know, an hour a day, full practice or whatever. So these guys have been in the court all the time, and we're trying to get away from wearing them out, burning them out, and getting injured. So that's one of the big things right now, keeping guys in shape, keeping them fresh, preventing injuries, knock on wood, and just, you know, making sure we're sharpening everything we need for our program.
And it looks like, man, you got 5 guaranteed games on your schedule right now. I see UMass, St. John's, Rutgers, Fordham, and St. Joseph. That's a heck of a quartet there, my man. I know you got to do what you got to do, of course. But how excited are you, coaches, these guys? Test your young men, see, because a lot of them guys on your team think they play at these schools. So
right. Right, right. Yeah, so, you know, you go up against these guys. Last year, I mean, we got right to it versus UConn, one of the top teams in the country, and they put it on us. And, you know, our guys were like, they were so young, we were deer in the headlights almost, you know, sold out arena, and you're playing against the high level guys, some future NBA guys. And like you said, our guys said, hey, man, I can play at this level. And I was like, all right, we got to see it. And so I think last year, you know, for our 8-7 freshmen and the one newcomer, it was really a learning experience. So now we're going into, you know, the St. Joe's, the Fordham, St. John's, Rutgers, and we won't be so wide out. We'll be more, hey, fellas, they put their pants on just like we do. We got to get to our goal earlier. We got to get to the nail earlier. We got to bump the guys on their rolls. We got to run harder, but they're going to be, we got to realize they're going to be long. We got to pass fake, shot fake, and get them off balance. So all those little things you have to do against a longer, bigger team, and you have to do it with full speed and aggressive. And then, you know, if you can hang around, stay in the game, down the stretch, teams get tight, and you give yourself a chance to win at the end. So, you know, that's our mentality. And you know, last year, again, it was all new to these guys. Now, they're much more, you know, they're mature. They understand what we're trying to do. So, you know, it's going to be a tough task, a tall task versus some of those high-level teams, but we're going to give it all we got, and I think we'll have a better understanding of how to approach it now as a group.
I think just too, Patrick, just, man, like, look here. If you play these 5 schools, nobody in the NEC is going to be good as these people. So right. you've seen the best of the best. And also, yep. if you would have been so wide open, if you win, you're going to be either going to be a 14, 15, 16 seed.
Right,
so you're
going to
smile at that anyway. So right, you played right, it five right. times already. So you're used to the yep. body type, the speed, the yep. movements, the rhythm of it. So I feel like it's right. a great preparation if you make it to the tournament in March.
Right. Right, right, right. We, you know, when I was here as an assistant, we played the Providence, we played LaSalle, we played UConn, we played some big schools, and we beat Providence at Providence. And that year, we went on to win 25 games, and we get to the NCAA tournament. We were a 15 seed that year. We play Iowa State in the first round, and we're down 17 at halftime. And, like, we get in the locker room, and you can look at our guys, and they knew the mistakes we made. We knew what we had to do. We knew we had to run harder. We had to pass fake. We had to shot fake, keep them off balance. And we fought the second half. We fought all the way back, tied the game with the ball with 4 minutes to go. And the whole arena is going nuts for us with a chance to upset the number two seed in the country, the number two seed in the NCAA tournament. And we came up short. They made a couple plays on the stretch. But, you know, it was exactly the way you write it out. You want to get it close, you want to keep it close, and you want to give a chance to self to win at the end of the game, and that's what we did. So, and again, playing the Providence of the world and playing the UConns of the world back in the early season non-conference prepared us for that NCAA tournament run.
What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's that's the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. Bet online is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show.